Researcher Miriam Jones started studying Bering Sea ice while she worked at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Now she's at the U.S. Geological Survey. Jones said a clear indicator that sea ice was declining rather than remaining stable came a couple years ago.
The 2018 sea ice extent was just so much less than it had been in previous low years. That sort of was alarming.
It was alarming because diminishing sea ice has widespread effects. For one, with a smaller reflective white sheet of ice on the ocean, the sun warms the water more quickly. That changes conditions around the globe. Things like
permafrost thaw and seasonal wildfires and the lack of sea ice also results in increased coastal erosion.
People also depend on Bering sea ice for gathering traditional food, and winter ice is an integral part of ecosystems. Scientists have known for a long time that rising global temperatures due to human greenhouse gas emissions are melting sea ice in the Arctic Ocean. But until now, scientists didn't think warming global temperatures were impacting ice in the Bering Sea.
It confirms that there was significantly less sea ice than at any time during the last 5,500 years.
But if scientists knew other sea ice has been declining for years in response to climate change, why didn't they assume the same thing was happening in the Bering Sea? For one, the amount of Bering Sea ice varies from year to year due to cyclical atmospheric changes. So scientists thought that was why the ice had changed. The study also suggests that the ice in the Bering Sea could be declining as a delayed reaction to warming temperatures. That means climate change that happened decades ago could be causing the decline scientists are observing now.
We've sort of already baked in the sea ice declines that we're seeing today.
To determine how sea ice has changed over thousands of years, scientists collected samples of partly decayed plant matter, called peat, on an island in the Bering Sea. Those peat samples hold a record of environmental conditions over time and could hold clues about the future.
You know, is this the beginning of the end of Bering Sea winter sea ice?
The study confirms that if existing trends continue, Bering sea ice will disappear for good one day. For KUAC, I'm Mary Aul.